Hello and welcome. My name is Tandingwira Gatinyal. You know, making a presentation can be exciting or nerve-wracking depending on the presentation that you're going to make and also on the audience that you're going to deliver it to. So today, I'm going to show you how to make an effective and powerful oral presentation using PowerPoint. So this will be done in three main steps. First of all, I will give you preparation tips. So this will show you how to go about your task before the presentation itself. And then secondly, I will give you some presentation tips, and this will concern the presentation itself. And finally, you will get some oral expression tips, and this will be about the speaking part of the presentation. So stay with me. Let's start with the preparation tips. So first of all, you have to choose your subject very well. If you choose a subject that you're interested in, then you'll be able to transfer your enthusiasm to the audience. If you show that you like what you're talking about, maybe the audience might also like what you're talking about. What about researching? So once you have chosen your subject, make sure that you do proper research about it. So there are many places where you can look for material to support your ideas. You can look online, so on the internet. You can look in books. And you can also find a lot of information in newspapers or books. And after you have gathered all your material, after you have your ideas, your arguments, then you can create an outline. And this outline, in fact, is a summary of your ideas. And usually you have three main points. So this is important because it's like a guideline that shows you, it's like a roadmap that shows you where you're going. And of course, if you know where you're going, then the audience will also know where they're going and they will not be lost along the way. Once you have created your outline, then you can start writing your presentation. And this is really important because you have to know what you're going to put into the presentation. And this is going also to enable you to remember what you're going to be talking about. Of course, you are not going to be reading your material during the presentation itself, but it is a way of helping you to remember what you're going to say. And so you just don't put everything that, of course, that you found during your research. You have to choose properly and use information, use the material only when you have to back an argument that's in your outline. And once you have finished all this process, choosing the subject, doing your research, creating an outline, and then writing the presentation itself, then you can start rehearsing. You can use visual aids such as PowerPoint slides like I'm doing right now, or you can use cardboard if you don't have access to technology. And practicing will really help you to be more confident and to see what you can improve on, so you can practice in front of a friend or a colleague, a relative. And also you can use a mirror, so seeing yourself will help you to know your strengths and your weaknesses. So let's move on to the second point. Now we are going to talk about the presentation itself. So you have to introduce your topic during the day of your presentation. The audience has to know the title of your presentation. They have to know what they're going to be listening to. And after you have given your topic, then you give them the outline. Okay, you give them the main ideas of your talk, and this way they also know where they're going. Once you have done all this, then you can start talking about your arguments. So your ideas will be backed by your arguments. And this is an interesting part because this is the main body. This is the meat of your presentation. So it should be interesting, and you should show your enthusiasm when you're doing this part. Of course, after you have done all this, then you can conclude properly. And so you sum up the ideas of your presentation. Yeah, you wrap up everything properly. Of course, after an oral presentation, usually you have feedback from the audience. The audience will ask you questions, and you will have to answer those questions. Don't be afraid of this part. It's an interesting moment. And in fact, an oral presentation is like a conversation. So this is really the point where you see if the audience has understood what you wanted to tell them. And if they want extra information, they can also ask you questions, and you can also learn from them. So it's really an interesting moment and you have to work on it. So do not worry about negative feedback. It helps you to grow. But if there are some people who just want to be, who are just about conflict, so avoid those people. You don't have to follow their path. And lastly, I'm going to give you some oral expression tips. So these will help you with the speaking part of the presentation itself. So you know that for your message to be clear, you have to articulate. You have to separate those syllables so that your message is intelligible and that you are aiming for clarity. So this is really, really essential. And of course, your voice is important as well. You have to vary the speed of your voice, the tempo, so how fast you're going, and also the volume. At certain moments, if you want to translate a certain type of emotion, your voice can be loud. And if you want your message to appear as soft, and then your voice can be low. So this is really a very interesting part of public speaking. And you can practice and practice until you get this right. And voice modulation is important, of course, but conversation, having a conversational tone is equally important as well. So here it's like you're speaking to the audience in a normal way. It's like you're having a conversation, a normal conversation with them. It is as if you are telling a story to a friend, and this helps you to connect to the audience more. And another thing that helps you to connect with the audience more is using the five senses. So using the five senses, such as sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste, will help you to connect with the audience more. You can make the audience hear a certain type of song. They can watch some video snippets, and they can taste something if it's in relation to the subject that you're talking about. They can also touch some objects. And you know what? It is said that some people can actually think about the past. They can actually remember something about the past just by smelling something. So you can really use the five senses. It will add something to your presentation. Finally, body language. So body language is very, very important. You know, your body has its own language, and you can be speaking, but the body can be saying something else. So make sure that what you're saying is matching what your body is saying. So we can see what your body is saying by the way you move around the stage, by the way you move your hands, by the way you look at the audience. Okay, not keeping eye contact with the audience can mean that you're shy and that you're not confident. You need to use your body as a tool of communication, as well as you're using words as a tool of communication. So this is equally important as well. All right, so we have come all this way and it is time to sum up. So therefore, you know that in the most important thing is to prepare very well. So you have to choose the right subject and do proper research, create an outline, write out your presentation, and rehearse with visual aids and props. So this is the first part, preparation. And then the second part is that you have to be organized. You really have to be well organized. You have to know where you're starting and where you're going. So this will help your audience to be on the same page with you, and that you will not lose anyone along the way. So how can you be organized? Of course, you have to introduce your topic. You have to give an outline. You have to support your ideas with facts. And then you also conclude in a proper way. And after this, you wait for the audience to ask you questions and you get feedback from them. So this is an interesting moment in your presentation. And finally, you know that you have to speak properly. So to be able to speak properly, you have to articulate, you have to modulate your voice, you have to have a conversational tone, you have to use all your senses, and finally, you also have to use proper body language. This is the end, of course, and so the presentation was about how to make an effective and powerful oral presentation, and I hope that you're going to make your own powerful and effective oral presentations using the tips that I have just given you. And thank you for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.